Sans Pilot.
Why, Biggie Dolls? I'm aware what you're doing. It's obvious. There's holes all around you. You just keep digging. It's almost like this movie should be called Dig.
Hello and welcome to another exciting edition of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast out there that's asking the tough questions like Can We Add Arnie and exclusively only that question.
Yeah, there is no other questions need to be asked because it is the only purpose of this podcast. Can we add Arnie to any movie?
Now, Corey Sutton joins me. Hello.
Hello, Alan Oldworth. It is an absolute pleasure.
We're doing a great movie today. We're doing Holes.
A fantastic movie from the early 2000s, which was also an awesome book. I studied it in primary school.
Yeah, I was forced to read this as well in high school, and I enjoyed it. And then I saw the movie because, you know, you always try to cheat. Instead of reading the book, you just go with the movie. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. And on the rewatch, I enjoyed it again.
I've watched this several times. I even watched it on my honeymoon.
Oh, that says more about your honeymoon than you'd like, I think.
Plenty of holes on the honeymoon.
You've only got one thing on your mind this honeymoon. That's holes, isn't it? More than you know.
Well, I love love.
Well, that's still debated, if I'm being honest with you. Give me the synopsis.
Okay. From 2003, Holes is a gripping adventure film that follows the journey of Stanley Yelnats, Shia LaBeouf.
Great name.
As a young man wrongfully sent to Camp Green Lake, a juvenile detention center in the desert. At the camp, the boys are forced to dig holes under the scorching sun as punishment and to build a character. As Stanley navigates the grueling conditions of the camp, he forms unlikely friendships and uncovers buried secrets that tie his family's past to the present.
It's pretty good. I love the admin in this movie just being covered so well. Like, there's no loose ends, and geez, it pleases me.
It really does. Everything is tied up in a nice, neat little package.
It is beautiful to see. Before we get into that, I'm just going to get this out the way straight away. This wheel of random characters that we've been going with.
Yes. So to put it into context, you can submit a random character at any of the Can We Add Arnie social media pages. We will add it to the random character wheel and select a random character to appear in said episode.
And with all that in mind, I'm choosing one now. Oh, what's this? Jimbro telling... Wait, Brimjo... Brimjo. Jimbro giving you unsolicited advice at the gym.
Okay.
Jeez, I didn't know how to be myself. What can I say? Call that a chin up. All right, well, somehow or some way, that character will appear at some point. Now, and this is a hard one today because this is a good movie. We enjoy the movie, and it's kind of like if we're going to add Arnie, you want to add him right. And this is the issue we have when we come across these good movies.
Mm-hmm.
Where can we add Arnie?
Okay, so on the first watch through, my idea... Yep. was to add him as the sports person who lost his shoes, which causes the whole series of events to go into play.
I like that.
Sweet feet.
Yeah, with the stinky feet guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's like a famous athlete. I can see Arnie in that role for sure.
Yeah.
With some kids stealing his shoes. And then in the part where he's in court randomly. Oh, by the way, before we get into it, and we are about to get into it, don't you worry about that. He's given 18 months.
Yeah, 18 months for stealing shoes.
I'm like, holy crap, that is so hectic. You're going to lose a year and a half of your life for stealing shoes?
And I'm surprised that the athlete testified.
Yeah.
Like, is that not just...
Well, that's the bit I think we need to do. order. I'm calling to the stand now. We've got one... sweet feet. Hello, how are you?
I'm good. My feet are sweet.
Yeah, I can actually smell them from here.
Did now, you want me to take my shoes off?
Absolutely not. We do not want that. Now, as you can see on the stand, we have a very young, frail boy who looks very nervous.
Yes.
And now, obviously, it's up to you. I'm just the judge. I'm just here to oversee things. You can give your testimony to what is going on. In saying that, just a kid, before we get right into it, I'll let you take the floor.
I'm a famous baseball player in the Major League Baseball.
I want to object to that. I don't think he's that famous. No, he's pretty famous. Okay.
Can I continue?
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I don't like that guy.
No.
Not a good lawyer.
No.
Not like my lawyer. Look at this lawyer. Well, I may not be some fancy, fancy city lawyer, but this here my client.
I don't know how he got in here. I don't know if he is your lawyer. Anyways, order. Thank you.
Okay, so I donated my shoes, my baseball cleats to a charity because I grew up as a boy on the streets.
Okay,
and so
nice.
I donated them to this charity so we could raise some money to get more little boys off the streets.
That's a lovely gesture. They are smelly shoes, but you know what? You're famous, so it makes them good, right?
Yeah, and so we were going to fetch a pretty penny for these.
Yeah, okay.
We were looking at like $40,000-$50,000.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I am. Oh, well, yeah. I'm a big-time baseball player.
Tell. Yeah.
And so we're there, and we're selling the shoes, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden we all look around, and we go, where have the shoes gone? Where have they gone?
Where'd they go?
We don't know.
Oh.
And so I go, well, I need to call the police.
Yeah.
Because Blue Lives Matter.
Sure.
Caught that, Ethan.
I don't know why that came into it.
So we called the police and we get them on the case immediately.
Okay. Did you actually see him take the shoes at any point?
No.
Did you ever see him holding the shoes at any point?
No. But the police did.
Okay. And is there anything you'd like to say to the boy? Because you can see him right there in front of you.
Yes, I do. You son of a bitch, you took my shoes.
Ooh. Well, with all that in mind.
Lock him up.
I think 18 months in prison is good enough for me. There you go.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Because I'm the worst judge in the world. And that's it. Assume how it went. There you go. Enjoy your correctional visit, you little shit. 18 months for stealing shoes that we didn't even see you do. You piece of shit. I hope you enjoy digging holes, dickhead.
In the bus.
I can totally see that. That makes perfect sense to me. I mean, at the end of the day, who wouldn't want Arnie in that role? I believe he could be an athlete.
It's a very believable one.
Absolutely. I immediately go into creating a new character. For me, it's you get a range of kids when he first gets to the camp, the holes camp.
Yeah, there's like bath bag, armpit,
x-ray, and they've all got that. I'm thinking there's just a random guy called Twig.
Twig.
And that's Arnie.
And he's there as one of the kids.
Yeah. I think it works.
As Arnie is a kid, or are we going Arnie is like
No, Arnie is a kid. Hear me out.
Okay.
Hear me out.
Okay.
Shia LaBeouf rocks up to camp. He's having a hard time. Okay. He's getting shown everything that's going on. You know, you got Mr. Sir giving a bit of the tour. Yeah. He's sitting there and he's just going like, you see that over there? That there's the showers. They're cold as balls. You're going to have a horrible time. You see that over there? Yeah, that's a lizard. He'll bite you and kill you to death. Oh, okay. You see that over there? That there is no fence. You run away, you're dead. No one likes you. Okay. You see that man over there?
Yeah, you're talking about me?
Yeah, that's Twig. He's kind of known as the soft guy around here.
Yeah, it's true. I'm quite sensitive to the touch. How are you? What's your name?
Stanley. It's Stanley Yelnats.
Yeah, Stanley. It's a great name. Stanley Yelnats.
Yeah, so if you look backwards on the Yelnats, it also says Stanley.
Look, this is going to not shock you, or maybe it will, but a lot of us can't actually read here, so that little comment is kind of lost on all of us.
Oh, so you're a little bit illiterate.
A little bit. If I could spell that, I would be cured. Safe to say. Now, I don't know if you had a chance to meet all my friends.
Uh-huh.
We've got X-Ray.
Uh-huh. Hey, X-Ray.
He's the douche, but you come to love him.
Okay.
This is Armpit. He stinks.
Why do we call him Armpit?
Well, lift your arms and show them.
Oh.
Yeah, that smells like some kind of off cheese. I miss cheese so much.
Is there not cheese here on the camp?
No proteins at all. You see this man here? He's called Murder.
What? Why is he called Murder?
This is my other friend. He's called Shovel to the Back of the Neck.
I think that one makes sense. I actually understand that
one. No, you know, it's not what you think.
Oh, really? What happened?
Well, he put a shovel to the back of someone's face, but they couldn't figure it out because, you know, the wound and the name already stuck, so we couldn't go any further from that.
Okay, and this little guy here?
Oh, that person there is called Going to Kill Your Father. Yeah.
Why is he called Go to Kill Your Father?
You'll figure it out. I don't recommend for the parental visits you bring your fathers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're probably wondering why I'm called Twig, but...
Yeah, I am, because you're quite the opposite of a twig.
I'm muscly, yeah.
Yeah, you're very muscly. You've been to the gym.
Yeah, it was the digging the holes. I dig three every day. I don't have to, but I want to. Everything can be work if you want it to be. Turn your negatives into positives.
So, Twig, I'm just wondering, I mean...
The name.
We got the name.
Oh, you want... No, that's not why.
Oh, that's not why.
No, I'm called Twig, because if you ever fuck with me, I will break you like a fucking twig. Now, you sleep over there. Yeah. Don't talk to me ever again.
I don't
question my age. I'm 14.
I mean, you've got facial hair.
I'm 14.
Okay, you're 14. I get it. Okay.
Right, X-ray.
Okay. Just a question for you, Twig. But I know you said you don't want me to talk to you anymore. I just want to know why are you here? What did you do to get into Camp Green Lake?
I'll be honest with you. I'm here because I want to be. I'm here because I love digging holes. Also, I murdered someone.
Gotta get down.
And if you ever talk to me ever again, I will break you like a twig.
Okay, well, I'll steal away from him.
Actually, let me look at that little pinky for a moment.
No. You're fine. You're fine. Okay. You don't need to see my pinky. It's okay.
That's a parting gift. See you later, suckers.
I do love so many of the characters from this movie. Mr. Sir is outrageous. The
John Voight.
Yeah. Just so good. Sigourney, I can't say her name.
Sigourney Weaver.
Yes. She is delightful.
As the warden. Fantastic, yes. In that role.
There's a scene, I just want to do it. I don't even want to add anything to it. There's a scene I love where it's her, but she's a little girl, and she's with the granddad. They just keep digging there.
Yeah.
And he's like,
yeah.
I want to go home. It's Christmas. He's like, we're going to keep on digging. Well, excuse me. I love that scene more than I love life itself. There are moments I have said that when I'm digging anything where I'll just go, well, you don't keep on digging.
Well, excuse me.
It's so good. It's so good.
So you want Arnie in that scene?
Well, yeah, because it's the granddad, right?
Yeah.
And she's the granddaughter. Where's
looking
the
for
dad?
The treasure.
Where's the dad? He's off the camera. You can't see him. He's digging as well. You know he is on Christmas.
Daddy, do we have to be out here digging all these holes?
I don't want to talk about it. Your granddad is very insistent we're out here. You know, we used to own this lake.
What are you guys doing over there? You keep on digging.
We're just digging, granddaddy.
Well, excuse me.
That's all it needs.
What are we digging for exactly?
We're digging to find the treasure from Kissing Kate Lady.
Kissing Kate Barlow? Can you tell me that story again? I love it when you tell it to me at night.
Okay, so there was a woman that loved a black man.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't allowed.
What do you mean that wasn't allowed?
Different times. He was killed. She got angry. She murdered everyone and
Who
stole a bunch of stuff.
Who killed him?
That doesn't matter.
You gotta keep on digging!
Wait, hey, I'm actually trying to be sensitive about the little topic that you're involved with, so maybe shut your mouth, okay? And you keep on digging.
Was granddaddy involved in that, killing of the black man?
I don't want to really talk about it.
You damn right I was about!
I swear to God, I'm trying to be sensitive around your granddaughter, okay?
So is what granddad is saying is that if you've got a problem, you just kill him?
Oh, no,
kill,
no, no, honey, 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 honey. No. What you need to know is if hard work always pays off. So you come here, you dig the holes, just like your granddad did, just like I do, just like your mother did, your sisters, your brothers. We're all in this together.
Why hasn't it rained?
You got a lot of bloody questions. They're going to be... I swear to God, old man, I will come over there and I will break your neck. Enough from you.
Enough. I just think on Christmas we should probably spend it in the cabin.
I didn't get a word of that. One more time for us at the back.
I just think that because it's Christmas we should be spending it in the cabin.
Are you saying cabin weird? I can't tell what you're saying.
Cabin.
I said keep on digging.
I swear I'm going to put you in the hole, old man. Come here. Come here. You son of a...
Is that what you just did to granddaddy? Is that what granddaddy did to that black man?
Kinda. Only I've mauled him a little bit more.
Okay.
Well, excuse me. Let's get back to digging.
Get down.
I think it works. It's a nice little prequel. There is the whole story, but of holes, not just the, you know, the kids there digging the holes and all that sort of stuff. The, you know, chick from Medium, and she's dealing with the whole, you know, falling in love and turns into the murderous lady and all that. That's a nice part of it, right?
Oh, it's absolutely beautiful. When they're in the old Camp Green, like before it turned.
Yeah.
Baron.
Baron, absolutely.
Was his name Sam? The gentleman who fixes everything for her.
That feels right. I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, well, I can fix that.
I can fix that. He was a lovely guy. I was rooting for them, and I was very sad. He was, like, exchanging peaches for doing a lot of work around the place.
Yeah.
And then, like, we find out when they find the boat later that he's got, like, a plethora of peaches he was never eating because he couldn't get through that many peaches without getting the runs and dying.
Unless peaches was, like, a kid-friendly euphemism.
No, he literally had peaches.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he probably had sex, too. I mean...
So, wait, in that scenario, where are you inserting Arnie?
Well, I like the idea when they're learning. You know how she's, like, teaching the school at night?
Yes.
And they're all the grown men, and they're all douchebags, and they're all in town trying to learn English, and the one guy's there, he's like, the duck was on the lake.
Yeah,
and then the guy comes and he's like, well, my daddy owns the lake. Yeehaw! I love that bit.
So Arnie is a student.
Absolutely.
In Miss Barlow's class.
Absolutely. Just trying to read. Just trying to make it. Well, right. How are we, students? We're all learning over here.
Miss Barlow, hello.
Oh, my favorite student. How are you doing with them books?
I'm doing, I'm struggling, actually.
Do you want to try and sound it out in front of the whole class? That's not intimidating at all.
Yeah, I can try.
Why don't you give it a red hot go there, please?
Okay, well, I got my book, and it's called,
Sound it out. It's for 50.
For 50.
Uh-huh.
Shades.
Uh-huh.
Of.
Yeah.
Gray.
That's right. 50 shades of gray. Does anyone else want to take the next chapter? Yeah, I'll do it. So I put him down, and I tied him up with tassels, and I touched his neck, and it caused a whole lot of feelings through my body. Very good. Very good. That is very
good.
That's exceptional. No yee-haw in that. You're just adding that one in. Don't take the piss. Okay, anyone else want to pick up the next? Actually, let's go back to you. You were doing so well there.
Okay, so...
Sound it out.
Okay. Miss Gray... She gets...
I'm just going to eat some of my peaches while you read as well. Hope that's not too distracting for you.
Did I hear someone's got peaches?
Sam, piss off. Doing something. Got to keep them mean. Treat them keen.
Okay, I'll be back later.
That's enough from you. Okay, keep reading. Yep, I'm going to enjoy my peaches while you read.
Okay, so...
That's a juicy peach. Continue.
You got to send some of those peaches with the class.
You need to shut your mouth. All right, 1 second.
I'm just saying I like peaches.
We all like peaches. That's why I make so many.
Okay.
Sit down. Continue reading.
Miss Gray, she gets into the bed.
This is a good peach.
As the man gets into the bed with her.
Well, this guy can't read for shit.
That is enough from you. You're going to pick up from where he left off. Okay, you take over. Go.
Miss, I feel like I actually am quite literate. I don't think I really need to be in this class.
The way you read that is awfully hot. I'm not going to lie. It's doing wonders for me. Let me enjoy one of my peaches while you continue the page. Continue.
So she begins to undress herself. Takes off her dressing gown. Turns out she actually had a lot of clothing on. Got her Slim Jims, her long socks. Got her shoes and her boots. Got her bonnet on. Yeah, to take all that off.
Miss Barlow needs to be alone right now. You guys have all done so well. I'm so proud of all of you.
Miss Barlow, though everyone has left, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Because I want some private tuition.
Oh, okay. Yeah, whatever you need. Sam, one moment, please. I'm dealing with this. Yeah.
I want to learn to read because education is good.
Yeah.
And it means that I can fulfill my dreams.
Which are?
I want to be a baseball player. I want to be the best in the world. And I think that if I can learn to read, then you will be able to help me to achieve my dreams of moving to the big smoke, the big city, and hitting home runs, big dingers. And that would be all because of you and how I learned to read.
Wow.
Could you, Miss Barlow?
No, because I want to have sex with him. And I need you to leave. And I'm going to marry her one day. And if I don't, I'm going to kill the whole town. The end. Yeehaw!
perfect. Gotta get down, get down.
Get down. One, bringing it back to present day, I do enjoy, obviously, this is Shia's debut, right? Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, it was his film debut.
Oh, yeah, he was on TV.
Prior to that, you would have recognized him on the Disney Channel show, Even Stevens.
No, I wouldn't have. So, he was really, obviously, great in this. I loved the whole, like I said before at the start of this, I love the admin. I love, like, we're hearing stories in the past, and it all ties into there, and it all works out that the whole last name he has, because he's like the fourth generation or something of Stanley Yelnats.
Yep.
And so with the...
My dirty, rotten, great, great, great grandfather.
Yeah, and so when the great-granddad loses the suitcase, or the chest, or whatever you want to call it, and it has rubies. The name on there, that's such a cool moment, because it's like, well, no, you can't claim ownership. It's got his name on it, and he taught Zero how to read, and the learning to read meant he could read the thing to make the thing happen
and become baseball star. Oh.
No. And I love that moment. What I love more is the idea of Arnie being in that moment when everyone's gathered around and Stanley Yelnats and Zero are in that hole. They're surrounded by lizards. That one bite from them, it would kill them. The only reason why they haven't been bitten is because all the onions they've been eating.
It's a deterrent.
So then the cops rock up alongside everyone else, and Arnie is one of them cops.
Hey, how are you? God, it's early. What's going on? I'm here. We're meant to take some kids out of this camp and return them home. Everything's been cleared.
Well, there's nothing to see here, officer. Just a couple of errant running boys who are running away, and we finally reapprehended them.
Oh, well, where are they?
Well, they're just sitting down in this here hole.
Get out of my way. I want to look at this. Oh, my God. Look at all the lizards. They're all over their face. Their arms, their
knees. That's a yellow spotted lizard. They got 11 spots on them.
What type of camp are you running over here?
We're running a camp that builds character. Ain't that right, Mr. Sir?
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm scared of the cubs. Oh, good.
Well, let me just ask the kids. Hey, kids.
Yeah. Yes.
First of all, how are you doing? Are you guys doing okay?
Well, we're fine, but I don't know. The lady didn't tell you, but these are poisonous. Lizards.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I've got to be honest. The bright yellow spots kind of gave that away.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to freak you out by bringing in the energy too hot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would be shitting my pants if I were you right now. You are covered with these dangerous creatures.
We are. So it's me. It's Zero.
Yeah.
And this next to us here in the hole, that's Jimbro.
Jimbro?
Bro!
Oh, wow.
It's me, Jimbro.
Yeah, wow.
I was out here just doing a couple of holes, digging some stuff, having some protein powder, having a pre-workout.
Okay, interesting.
I see you work out, Copper Bro.
Yeah, of course I do. I squeeze in where I can, obviously. But
anyway, Jimbro, just chill out. It's okay.
Oh, bro, I'll be here if you need me.
I just felt like he was going to give me some unsolicited advice.
So oh, you want some advice, my
no,
bro?
No, I'm fine.
No, it's okay. So I'll talk you through it.
Okay.
When you're doing a gym day.
Yo, you guys talking about gym bros over there or what?
Oh, another gym bro.
Hey, bro. What's going on over here? Oh, lizard galore. lizard. Man, you're looking swole, bro. You do a little bit more on the back forearm there. You get those Ryback's looking swole, bro.
Yeah, you're going to be looking at more holes than just the ones in the desert, if you know what I mean, bro.
I don't know what this means. Oh, my God. This
hey,
is
Jim,
so
bro, you want to get out of here?
Yeah, bro. I'd love to get out of here.
There's a gym down the road. It's called Gold's Gym.
Love it. Let's do it. You want to come with us, cop rat? No, I don't.
Can we please get these gym bros out of here?
That was so frustrating.
I think he still had a couple of months left on his sentence, actually.
Give him another couple more. I don't want them in society.
Anyway, about these two boys in this here hole.
He's not ready yet. I know, I cannot stress this enough. Lock them away for life. Between him and a guy I bumped into called Twig, I don't trust any of these people. Also, the murder guy was pretty intense.
I just wanted to murder your daddy.
Get out of here. I don't like this guy either. All right, Zero. Stanley, do you have a cool name as well? Everyone's got a cool name. What's your cool name?
My name's Caveman.
I hate it. Stanley, Zero, get out of the hole.
Okay.
Jesus, not hard. I got to do everything around here. What do you have to say, sir, mister, whatever your name is? Well, I don't want to talk about it. I'm a bit shy. I don't understand this guy.
And who's this right here next to you? Is that your partner?
Yes, it's me, Columbo.
Oh. Didn't expect him, but he is the best job we've got on this. He's the best man for the job, and we respect him deeply.
Partner, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to take the chest out? Do you want me to confiscate it?
Well, she's saying it's her chest, and this is her property, so it all adds up. And unless there was one reason
why we would possibly not give her the chest.
Now, I'm just having a look with my one eye.
Uh-huh.
Because I've got one glass eye.
I've heard that. It's almost as certain as Corey's lack of love and loving love.
I don't know who Corey is, but it says here on the chest.
That Corey loves love? And Corey says that.
Below that, it says Stanley Yelnats the first. No, sorry, the second.
Well, no, wouldn't it be? Oh, yeah. It actually just said Stanley Yelnats, didn't it? To avoid all that confusion.
Oh, sorry, that was a smudge.
Yeah, that was a little bit of Kit Kat. Leftover Kit Kat, I get it. Well, Stanley, that's your name. I guess this must belong to you, despite the fact that it looks like it's been down here for hundreds of years.
Well, now, hold on, that's not fair.
That's enough from you. You keep on digging holes! I thought he'd be dead by now. Who the hell is that guy?
I think he killed a guy.
I've been digging holes!
Did you say he killed a guy?
Columbo, deal with that later. Eye on the prize. We're gonna deal with this situation.
I just focus a lot on murder.
I'm aware of your situation. There's a guy back there who loves that stuff.
Rape.
Oh, no. I met him too. I don't like that guy. There's a rape over there, a murder over there. Columbo, you're gonna be very busy after we deal with all this. Boys, give me the chest. This is coming home with you, because it's got your name on it. So that makes complete sense to me.
Oh, well, this is just the best news ever.
Well, lady, bad news for you.
What?
We're shutting down this camp.
Why?
Except for one section where the gym bros will be. Murder a guy, twig, the rapist dude, the shovel to the back of the neck guy, and also on top of that, the gonna murder your daddy person. I didn't love him either.
So we're staying open is what you're saying.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe not as many holes.
Well, don't keep on...
I don't give a shit what you're doing, old man. I'm trying to deal with something.
Sorry, bro. We just been at the gym.
No. No. What are they doing back? They're so damn muscly and intense. And I love muscly.
I just heard that you got to keep us on camp for a little bit longer. I just thought, what if we set up a gym on campus?
I don't know what's happening to your voice, but it's very much scaring me. You know what? Stanley, Zero, get in the bloody car. The rest of you, go over there on that side.
Okay, dude.
You all, man. You just keep doing what you're doing.
I'm digging holes!
I'm aware what you're doing. It's obvious. There's holes all around you. You just keep digging. It's almost like this movie should be called... Dig.
Gotta get down, gotta get down.
You know what? I don't even think we added Arnie as any other character, but I'm pretty sold on that movie, to be honest. We don't need him as Zero. We don't need him as Stanley.
We don't need him as Sir.
We don't need him as Henry Winkler, who's in this movie randomly, who we did not touch on.
No.
Oh, there he is.
Feels redundant now. He should be dead, according to the timeline.
And that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie, where we have just successfully added Arnie to the movie holes. I don't know how we did it.
We did it somehow.
But we've done it. If you enjoy the podcast, and we hope that you do, please throw us a like, follow, subscription, whatever you do.
Add comments to our Facebook group as well. We love the interaction.
And give us ideas as well. Contribute. We'd love you to be a part of it, because at the end of the day, this only gets stronger if we have more numbers.
And more gym bros.
No.
Oh!
That's him on digging!
Not that guy.